This is Tract 3, Attaining the Theta State and the Inspirational Garden Routine. So get comfortable. Turn your eyes up about 20 degrees. Looking up is fatiguing, so allow them to close. You are always aware of what I am saying. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to become limp. Relaxation is good for you, so just let go. Let go and relax. Imagine you are a balloon, and someone has blown you up and up until the balloon is taut and seems ready to explode. There is a valve in your hand. Release it, and watch yourself slowly deflate, down, 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 until you are completely flat and completely relaxed. Relaxation is associated with feelings of heaviness and warmth. So now feel your body becoming heavier, and feel a comforting wave of warmth creep across your body. Your legs are now relaxed, completely relaxed. Your torso is now relaxed, completely relaxed. Your arms are relaxed and limp. Feel the weight of your body. Now your head and neck are relaxed, retaining just enough muscle tone to keep your head in a comfortable position. Now imagine you are a bag of cement. Feel how heavy you are. Feel the bag pressing down and down and down. Now mentally count 3, 2, 1 and say the word alpha. You are now in a healthy, natural state of mind, a state where your subconscious mind readily accepts helpful and positive suggestions, suggestions that are only for yours and humanity's highest good. Now you are going into an even deeper, natural state of mind. Count down mentally from 5 to 1. And as you count down, allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into this natural, relaxed, healthy state. 5. You're going deeper. 4. More and more relaxed. Allow your mind to relax and slip deeper and deeper into the theta state of mind. Your mind enjoys this deep state of relaxation and peace of mind. Allow your conscious mind to just be an observer. 3. Slower and slower, deeper and deeper. 2. Feeling at peace and restful. 1. You are now in the theta state. Your mind is creative and sees things in a global sense. You are going on a pleasant walk. You are on a flat, soft path covered with soft tree bark. The path winds back and forth, and ahead you see a tall hedge. There is an opening in the hedge, and the path leads through this opening. As you slowly walk through the opening in the hedge, you see the most beautiful garden you have ever seen. There is a profusion of flowers, and it is laid out in perfection, in geometric designs that are pleasing to your eyes. Slowly gaze around and observe the galaxy of flowers. Some have bright colors, some have subdued colors, but they are all beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. There are flowers of all kinds and colors, reds, deep vermilion, delicate pinks. There are blue flowers, deep blue, cerulean blue, azure blue, greenish blues. There are vivid yellows and spring greens, dark greens, and some olive-colored flowers. All colors of the rainbow. All shades, greens, reds, yellows, blues, and purples, oranges, and violets. Some flowers have large petals, broad and smoothly shaped, like a ship's hull. Some flowers are tiny and intricate. They appear delicate, but somehow you know they are hardy. You see such detail in these tiny flowers, such beautiful, minute petals. Being in this garden is an inspiration. Being here in this garden fills you with awe. The beauty is overwhelming. Being here fills you with the desire to create. Such a garden should be enjoyed by all. Being in this realm of truth and beauty inspires you to write a poem, or write a story, or paint a picture, express what you feel in some way that is right for you. Maybe your way of expressing yourself is to help somebody, to do a good deed, to do someone a favor. You will find a way to express yourself happily, effortlessly, joyfully. Each of these flowers represents something to you. Some represent an idea or a concept. Some of the flowers represent parts of a story or parts of a beautiful picture. Some of the flowers represent parts of a speech or a sermon. Others represent acts that you can do for the good of others. These flowers are limitless. The more you pick, the more they thrive and grow. You may pick as many flowers as you wish. Go ahead and pick some bouquets. Pick large bunches. You may pick many bunches if you wish. You can always come back for more. They will always be here. Winter, spring, summer, fall. These flowers grow all year. They are waiting for you to pick them. They want you to pick them because that is what they are here for. Your benefit, for your good, to help you fulfill your creative urges. Now carefully, tuck your bouquets under your arms, hold some in your hands. You may even put some flowers in your hair if you desire. Hold them gently, for they are precious. They are your desires manifested into reality, into writings, into songs, into stories, into poems, into painted pictures, into quilts or embroideries, into kind acts, into anything that you create, for you are creative, you are productive, you are creating right now. As you return to wakefulness, bring these bouquets with you. They are yours to keep forever. They are yours to use, to enjoy for yourself, and to share with your friends, to share with all of humanity. They are yours to use only for your highest good and for humanity's highest good. You may come to this garden whenever you want. Simply count down from 5 to 1 and visualize the word Theta. You are now programmed to return whenever you like. Simply count from 5 to 1 and mentally visualize and mentally say to yourself, Theta. In normal conversation, the word Theta has no special meaning. Only when you desire to return to Theta does the word have any effect. Each time you return to the Theta state, it is easier for you to do so. Each time you mentally say the word Theta, you go down to this level quickly. Each time you go to Theta, it is easier and easier and more natural for you to do so. Now, slowly begin to return to the awake state. On the count of 5, you are awake and rested and feeling refreshed. 1, feeling inspired and creative. 2, feeling refreshed. 3, feeling happy. 4, and 5, you are wide awake.